from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's noon on hump day.
Yeah, man.
As good a time as any. Halfway to the weekend, by the way.
Man.
Congratulations. It's all downhill from here. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. Lorenzo Carter is going to join us at some point over the next half hour or so.
Right.
Get a chance to talk to the Falcon pass rusher, the Georgia Bulldog, the local legend, Lorenzo Carter. Last time we talked to him, we didn't ask him a ton of college stuff, so we'll ask him a little bit more about Georgia today and also his new teammates on defense. So looking forward to that. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
Another, again, thank you again. I can't say enough thank yous to Bo, but I did want to talk to Alex. Alex is the gentleman who works down there in the tourist club, gets all the bobbleheads and everything like that, him and Bo, because him and Bo hook up my son, Samson. He has bobbleheads everywhere, and they got home. They were on the kitchen counter this morning. He saw him. He was super duper excited. So, but yeah, shout out to my man Alex, who and Bo, because I was like, I saw the bobblehead. I thought it was mine. He's like, you said it so fast. No, that's mine. Like, I'm not gonna take it. That's mine.
Well, I mean, we live together.
Yeah,
we just keep it at the house.
Yeah. You know? But I got the. But he did get the Chick-fil-A bobblehead.
Chick-fil-A cow bobblehead. Very
and the
cool.
The Spider-Man joint. That was Michael Harris.
Oh, Spider-Man. The Michael Harris Spider-Man.
Yeah,
great.
Man. So
that's
awesome. Appreciate you, Alex and Bo, man. So I want to get the much love to them
for sure.
Yeah.
At some point this hour. Be listening for the cue to call. We're going to give away a couple more pairs of tickets to hang out with me on Monday night in the Verizon Suite for the dad-daughter night. Caitlin Clark's in town.
Yes.
The Indiana Fever are coming to town to take on the Atlanta Dream on Monday night. That's going to be at State Farm Arena. It's going to be sold out. It's going to be packed. It's going to be awesome. But we got some tickets to give away at some point this hour. So
you get my girl. You gonna get my girl a shirt or a jersey?
I am. Okay. I don't know which one she's going to want.
Right.
Like, I mean, Atlanta Dream shirt seems right. Like the most likely, but I don't know. Maybe she wants a Caitlin Clark shirt.
I know what I'm saying.
Maybe we get her an Indiana Fever shirt.
You
I'm not
can't
sure.
have her in no Caitlin Clark jersey at the Dream thing.
I don't know.
Support the home team.
I know, but like, what if she, you know, what if she wants one?
Oh, then you buy it.
Because I'm, you know, like, I'm a hard line on some stuff. Like, she can't have an Oregon Ducks jersey. Obviously, ever, no matter what.
That makes sense. I don't.
But she could have an Indiana Fever.
I don't know
Fever,
a lot
she?
Of people who have Oregon Ducks jerseys that don't live in Oregon.
No, neither do I. Oh, my God. I forgot to tell you this. Me and my brother went and played golf on Friday when he was in town. And we're behind a group. It was a Friday over at Fox Creek, so it was pretty busy. But we're right behind a group in a cart that had an Oregon bag.
Oh, wow.
And a Michigan bag.
Damn.
Like the two worst possible bag. And like, what of all the groups of all the golf courses in America,
right,
those two guys are playing together and I'm right behind them.
Wow.
Now, at least we beat Oregon twice last year. Would have been nice to beat Michigan too. Then we would have been national champions. But yeah, it was right. We were right behind that group.
Damn.
The Oregon bag and the Michigan bag. How does that happen?
How did they play?
They sucked. Yeah, they were terrible.
But were they slow?
No, they just weren't good.
They played
fast enough, but they were terrible. I was like, good, I'm better than both of those
guys. But you're not saying that because of the bag, right?
Well, I am. There was a little extra emphasis in my voice because of the bag.
Right.
But I was just bad. You know when people suck and they have like a really slow backswing because they think it's going to help them get the club face where they want it?
Yeah.
Like, nah, it's not helping.
Okay.
You suck and you have an ugly swing.
You got to let it go.
You got a slow backswing, Abe?
Yeah. Damn.
Slow backswing guy. That's okay. I mean, you don't golf that much. So one thing Abe's not good at.
Are we sure about that?
That and selfies.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Oh, good Lord.
What a devastating picture.
I'm all for arm length part. I was like, damn, Abe. Like, you didn't like take twice? Like, get the young lady who was our waitress yesterday, lovely young lady.
Yeah.
Can you, like, get her to take it?
Got to.
Yeah, I mean, like, damn, Abe.
Got to, man.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it.
Yeah, my man Abe said he's going to die.
The selfie was so bad, Abe decided he's going on a diet.
Abe said he's going on a diet. Okay, while he's scarfing down a damn, the quiche.
Quiche's good for you. It's just eggs.
Be quiet, man. Let me finish making my point, okay?
All
right.
Zero carbs.
But we got to call it something else for me.
What?
Because, you know, I don't – you know how I am with certain words.
You don't like the word quiche?
Yeah, I don't like it.
Huh. What part of it?
I'll take egg casserole.
Egg casserole not better than quiche.
Yes, it is.
The word casserole is way softer than
quiche.
But
it says egg, so I know it's egg casserole.
What's wrong with the word quiche? You don't like the Q or you don't like the ish?
Nothing's the ish. Okay. Not a big ish guy.
Just call it Q.
No. Hey, baby, will you make some Q?
All right.
That makes no sense.
Let's get to the idea. It's not a good idea. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Let's get to an NFL no huddle. NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. I know you were just outside, Randy, talking to Alex Smith, former Chiefs quarterback, former 49ers quarterback. He's going into the Utah Hall of Fame coming up, which is awesome. And he's also going to be a part of NFL Sunday Countdown.
Yeah, man.
He's one of the newest members of that show.
He's taking over for Hasselbeck, I think it is.
Yeah.
And then,
I like Matt Hasselbeck, but I think Alex Smith's enough.
Yeah, I think he's taking over for him and everything like that. And just a great journey that he's been on. I mean, everybody, if you don't know, the gruesome injury that he damn near lost his leg over.
Yeah.
You know, to come back and try
He's wearing pants, by the way.
If you've seen the scar, I would too. Yeah. It's a hard. But he's up here because he's going to do a sit down with Kurt.
Oh, cool.
That's going to broadcast on the network and everything. But yeah, it was good to talk to him. And I was talking to him because it was something we talked about yesterday about this whole Tua thing. And first of all, Flo came back. And he was outstanding.
Do you want to hear from him?
Yeah, let's hear Flo.
We've got Brian Flores. Obviously, Tua had some comments about their relationship and how he was coached and all of that. Here's Brian Flores commenting on those comments.
Look, I'm human, so that hit me in a way that I wouldn't say was positive for me. But at the same time, I've got to use that and say, hey, how can I grow from that? You know, how can I be better? Do I feel like that's me? No.
I thought Flo did a great job.
I did
yesterday.
Too.
He did a great job.
He owned it.
He owned it up. He didn't say no. That's not true. And he owned what happened, and obviously he's going to grow from that and everything. I still think Flo should be a head coach. I do. But this is a different situation, and the whole soft thing that I keep hearing about Tua. Andy, you know I'm hard as they come, man. You know I am one of those players, old school, everything like that. I don't think it was soft because it's different, and that's the one thing people want to – when they relate to soft, they always say, well, coaching hard. It's a difference. It is a difference. Me and Alex were talking about was like degrading a player ain't coaching him hard. You could say that Bill Belichick or somebody – because this is everybody always like to use Tom Brady as the example. Bill might have got on Brady. He ain't never degrade Brady. You know what I mean? And that's what Flo did. And there's evidence in the messages and everything. Now, I'm also on the side where what did Tua have to gain from saying this? Now, I know Dan. I know Dan Le Batard very well. I know what probably the question Dan asked him. Tell me the difference.
Yeah.
Tell me the difference. What's so different now than it was then?
Which is something we've asked every single Falcons player.
We're going to ask Lorenzo Carter.
What's the difference with Raheem versus the...
Yes.
And they all sort of give the, well, the energy and blah, blah, blah. They give you the standard answer.
Right.
Tua chose not to do
that. He chose not to do that. And again, I don't understand what he gains from that. You know me, I'm all things that sometimes things are best left unsaid and everything like that. But this whole notion of soft because of coaching hard... It's a difference. It is a big difference, and it's like, you know, tough love and all those different things. Well, if you want tough love, you still got to do the love part about it, you know. And we know
he forgot the love part.
You know what the hell was wrong with it?
Right.
He was pissed off because they didn't take the quarterback that he wanted.
Right.
It's not about Tua's a rookie quarterback. You can't just degrade a player like that. I don't care who he is. Coaching hard is one thing. Degrading is another. And that's why I stay away from the soft part about it. If it was just tough love, you can't handle being coach hard.
Yeah.
That's a difference.
And that happens. That happens a lot.
That happens.
In this day and age.
The stuff that Flo allegedly did, that does not
this
happen.
This is different.
This is completely different. And Tua is a different person because we would have been face-to-face, nose-to-nose, if you say that to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that whole soft crap, it's just really, it's lame as hell, personally. That's what
I'll show you who doesn't belong here.
I think it's lame as hell.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. I mean, the guy played for Nick Saban.
Yes, played for Nick damn Saban.
That's about as tough love as
you can
get.
So don't tell me about he can't have no tough love. He played for Nick damn Saban.
Yeah.
All right, so whatever.
Speaking of things being different with Raheem Morris here now as the head coach of the Falcons, Arthur Smith no longer here, now the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh. Here's Arthur Smith from earlier this week talking about how bad his team played in the preseason.
We got to get out our own way, and those are things that we have to clean up. So that's kind of what the way I assess it. The longer you've been in this, I go back to some of my own experiences. In 19, I didn't think we were great in the preseason. Coming opening day, we scored 40-something points against the Browns. Not saying we're going to do that in Atlanta, but you hope to. But it's just, you got to have context.
There you go. Guaranteed it. Guaranteed they're hanging a 40-burger on the Falcons week one. Did you hear him say that?
Sounded like that. Bulletin board.
Bulletin board. Put it up there.
Put it up there.
Where's the bulletin board? We're here.
Yeah.
There's got to be a – that's a
nice
TV.
Ass TV.
It's a huge TV.
I need to bring the guy who got the grill – you know, the guy who stole like, the trader grill from the ninth floor?
Yeah, the thief.
The thief. We still trying to figure out how I get this TV out here with nobody noticing.
I don't think you could.
You don't think so?
No. There's way too many checkpoints.
Yeah.
Because, like, every door has a code on it.
Yeah.
There's the lady working at the booth out there. Damn. She's going to see you. That's a 100-inch TV.
I know, dog.
Right? Like, that's a...
I'm in the market for a new TV.
Are you?
No, not really.
No.
Got too many of them.
That's a really big TV. Yeah. Anyway, that's Arthur Smith talking about how bad it is. That sounded... eerily similar to what we heard Arthur Smith saying about the Falcons offense.
I just think that he, because we talked about it, and we'll talk about it more with the game week and everything. He knows his team. He knows his personnel for the most part. Now, there's two new additions defensively that he don't know a lot about. But, I mean, his thing is, who's going to be my damn quarterback?
Yeah.
Now, I think that Russell's going to be the guy. I think that they want Justin to be the guy because he's younger and maybe you can find something and he can be a long-term answer and everything. I just don't think that Justin has taken the job. I don't think Russ has lost it, but I just don't think that Justin has done enough.
Right, that's right. I mean, neither one of them has played well,
no.
But Russ started in the pole position, as Tomlin said, and because nothing's changed in the positive, probably in the negative, they probably both lost. If they were competing for the backup spot, they probably both lost ground to the starter. Unfortunately, they're competing for the starting spot, so that's kind of where they're at right now. Mention this because Alex Smith is out here. Mike Greenberg is going to be the host of that NFL Sunday countdown. Alex Smith's going to be on it with Randy Moss,
Rex, and Bruce.
Teddy Bruschi. That's a good group. I like that group.
Yeah, I mean, I guess Mike mean Greenberg. He's just like feeling because he was doing NBA TV last year. They didn't want to do that. Malika's doing it now, so he's doing it.
Yeah, he's got a $6 million a year contract. Yeah. They're just going to keep asking him.
And we're not going to pay you for it either.
Yeah, they're just going to keep asking him to do stuff. All right. Lorenzo Carter is going to join us. I don't know if it's going to be straight out of the break in like 8 minutes from right now. I don't know if it'll be 10 minutes. I don't know if it'll be 15. But he is going to join us. We are going to talk
to Lorenzo Carter.
You all right, my boy? Yeah, I got a little
hiccup. Let's come on. We're back in this thing. You ain't bounced back yet?
No, we're good.
I'm
feeling a lot better than I was at 11 o'clock.
Okay, dog. I got the cooler's in the trunk. Wow. I can send Jersey Mike to go get us one.
I think
and wake it up.
I'm going to pass. I'm gonna pass on that one till Saturday, maybe. But
yeah, we're gonna wake it up.
We're gonna sit on the sideline for a couple days, man. You know, the Braves injury bug hit me last night. I'm on the 10-day IL now after what we did last night.
Yeah, man, let's wake it up.
Anyway, we'll come back. Lorenzo Carter's going to join us. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day, 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Lorenzo Carter is going to join us at some point. Now, they're still practicing.
Yes.
They're still going. And today is sort of a simulated game. They had a halftime.
Yes.
And everything, as no one's really going to play in the preseason game on Friday. No starters, at least.
What number you said? You said 36 didn't play last year, right?
36 guys were inactive last weekend. I think that'll be a little higher on Friday. Maybe we can get to 40. Maybe we can get to 40 inactives on Friday in the final preseason game. So they're out there doing what they're doing today. They're simulating games. They're trying to get as many game-like reps as they possibly can as week one against Pittsburgh draws closer and closer. But anyway, when Lorenzo Carter steps off the field and steps into the studio with us, we'll get him on the radio. But it doesn't seem like it's going to happen this segment.
Yeah.
Might not even happen next segment.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, it might be 1 o'clock before Lorenzo Carter comes in.
We're touch and go, baby. We're touch and go.
But you know what? We're nimble.
Hey, man.
We're quick on our feet.
We're flexible, man.
You know, I'm really not. Really not very flexible. Like, I'm flexible socially as like a go-with-the-flow guy, but I can't even touch my toes.
Really?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Let me see something real quick, because I'm old now. Let me see if I can still touch my toes. Yeah, there we go. Bam.
Yeah, well, you're an athlete.
Yeah.
You're an athlete.
Look at that. No effort. Let me see. How can you not touch your toes, Bunk?
They're so far away.
How can you not? No, Abe, we don't. Let's see if Abe can do it.
Can you do it, Abe?
There we go. But
tops of his.
But no, we talked yesterday because we got to the game, and I had an Abe remind me of this. I don't want to say it was the worst Uber ride ever from my house.
Yeah, what happened with the Uber driver?
Okay, so he picks me up, and I was like, "Let me go back in the house." I forgot. I forgot my headphones, mm-hmm. my earphones, and so because I wanted to listen to music and everything on the ride, dude. This man talked from the time he pulled out of the driveway. I had to call my wife so I could talk to her on the phone to get him stopped. And as soon as I said, "All right, baby, I love you," he was back.
Picked
at
up
it.
Right where he left
I
off.
I knew he's been married 14 years. He's his wife.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah. But the way he was telling me this, I'm just thinking he just got married. And I was like, well, and then me being the nice person that I am, I was like, well, dog, that stinks. How long has that been going on? He said, well, I've been married for 14 years.
Wow.
Damn, dog. And he cares that he wants to be a substitute teacher.
He wants to be one?
Yes.
That seems like an attainable goal.
Very weird.
Okay.
All right. Because
I mean, not to say that that's not a hard job, but it seems like a job you could get.
For some reason, his application has been denied.
You know?
Well, hold on. His application's been denied.
Oh.
All right. And he kept going. I was like, dude, you know.
It's not like he's trying to be an astronaut.
You know what I mean? Like, that. He's like, oh, yeah. So how do you like the RAV4? And I kept saying, I don't know. I've never driven a RAV4 before.
I'm in one right now for the first time.
I did not realize I was in a RAV4.
Oh, got it.
Like, he kept asking me. I was like, I don't know. I don't. Because obviously he pulled up, picked my service, he's a truck in the driveway. And I said, I don't know. I've never driven one. And then 2 seconds later, you sure you don't know how it feels to be in a RAV4? I was like, no. What's it like being in a RAV4, sir? He was like, well, you're riding one.
Maybe that's why he can't get a job as a substitute teacher. He's a weirdo.
He said, dude. He is, and he's a mixture of people that I think are weird that I know. He's a mixture. I'm not going to call their name because they listen to office. But he's a combination of two weird people that I know.
Okay.
And he's both of them.
Like an over-talker, yes. Thinks he's funny, but he's not.
Yes.
Yeah, doesn't tells stories, but yes. They're not good stories. Yes.
Two of them.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there like, oh, okay. Yeah, I don't really go to Braves games. Yeah, I'm not really a big sports guy.
All right.
But he said
good to know.
Again. All I got to do is be quiet, and I bring it on myself. So what do you do for a living? I was like, yeah. I'm a sports radio host. Oh, well, not to offend you or anything. So, sports radio. Do you know anybody that I can get into voiceover in for? You told me you wanted to be a substitute teacher.
Yeah, you got too many irons in the fire, man.
Yeah,
you got to focus on one goal.
Yeah, dog. I was like, okay, bro. Okay, man. Yeah. Just have your way with me.
All right. Just tell me all of it.
Just tell me all of it.
Just spew your guts out. Yes. Just tell me all of it.
Yes, because you know when you have your headphones in, but somebody's talking to you because they look over the shoulder.
Yeah, they're like making sure you're looking at them. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, I feel like that's Uber driver 101.
You would think.
You got to kind of pick up on the cues of the rider.
Right.
Because sometimes I'm in a mood where I want to talk to the driver. Like, I'm feeling chatty, you know? Sometimes, like yesterday when I was riding to the game, I was doing the college fantasy draft on my phone. So I was kind of focused on that, not really. We didn't talk. He didn't say anything to me. It was great. Zero words were spoken other than, hey, thanks for coming to get me.
Right.
That's it. And then when he dropped me off, he said, hey, enjoy the game. Bang. For the 10 minutes between my house and the ballpark, zero words were spoken.
47 minutes.
Yeah, you live really far from the ballpark.
Yeah.
I have no idea whether or not I talked to the Uber driver on the way home.
I know for a fact that I didn't.
I have zero recollection of that.
I know this. He said, sir, we're here. So obviously I must have been asleep.
Yeah.
Like, sir, sir, we're here.
Don't remember
okay.
Talking to him or not.
Yeah, but.
What kind of guy are you to sit next to on an airplane?
I am don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Yes. If I'm by myself, I'm headphones the whole way.
This is where I'm flexible. I can go either way. Like, if I'm sitting next to you and you don't want to talk, fine. Headphones, whatever, movie.
Right.
But I don't mind.
A good airplane conversation?
I don't mind a good airplane chat. Like, I don't I like small talk. I don't know why, but I like it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I like getting to know people on a surface level.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I like getting to know people on a deeper level, too, obviously.
Right, right.
But, like, you know, you got, we fly to the fancy places like Pittsburgh and Detroit. So you got about a 90-minute flight.
Right.
That's, like, the perfect amount of time to just kind of get to know somebody a little bit, but it doesn't have to get serious, you know?
No.
Like, oh, you've got kids. All right. Because I always like to find little connections, you know? Like, oh. You went to Seattle. Oh, you vacationed in Seattle one time. Tell me, and then we talk about that, you know. And then they're from maybe they're from Charleston, South Carolina, and I'm like, oh, I've been to Charleston.
No,
had a really nice time there.
I do not small talk.
I love small talk.
No,
I love it so much.
I'm good. I'm good on it.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
If I'm sitting next to you and you put your headphones on, I'm not going to be like, hey, buddy.
But those are the worst people.
I'm not that guy.
Don't small talk to me is not. What I do.
Yeah, no, you don't seem like a small talk guy.
I'm not a small talk guy.
No.
And that's not saying I don't like to know people because, you know, it's all about how you define small talk, you know. Like, I define it as when I'm not inviting you to speak to me, don't speak to me.
Sure, yeah.
Because I don't do that.
Yeah, have a little social.
But if I don't have my headphones
skills.
In or something like that, you talk to me, that's not your fault. You're not, because I'm not giving off the vibe of I don't want to talk.
I think you do a pretty good job of giving off the vibe. Of not wanting
How's
to talk.
That? How's that?
If you don't want to talk to somebody,
How?
I think you do a good job.
How?
You got your headphones in.
Okay.
You got a look on your face.
The look, man. That's just my resting Randy face.
You do. Right? Your resting Randy face very much says don't talk to me. Very much says don't talk to me. The resting Andy face is tell me your life story. It's just please tell me everything about you.
I used you in the back seat yesterday.
Hey, so because Lorenzo Carter is not going to sit down with us here in this segment, and we have talked about small talk now, let's do a little college football before we get to the back page with Bo in about 15 minutes. I found this story very interesting. Now, I'm familiar with this guy, Courtney Morgan. He is the Alabama general manager.
Yes.
They have a general manager.
Yes, they have a general
manager. He was at Washington the last couple of years because he works with Kalen DeBoer. I believe he had been at Michigan for the year before that, so they hired him from Michigan doing the same job. Now he's at Alabama with Kalen DeBoer. Three-year deal, averaging $825,000 annually, which is by far the highest paid general manager in college football.
Yes.
This is something that's going to become much more prevalent in the coming years because of the recruiting and transfer portal.
But it's crazy, Buck, because I'm like, okay, like Terry Fontenot is the general manager of an NFL team.
Sure.
Is this person going to have the same responsibilities? Like, how much is he going to be in the recruiting aspect of it?
Big.
How much is he going to be in the NIL giving out the money? That's what you're saying, because I'm sure all teams have this.
Yeah.
What makes Courtney so much special?
Well, I think it's more of an organizational thing.
Okay.
Like, he kind of keeps everything. Now, he's probably a part of recruiting, but obviously Kalen DeBoer and the guys they have on staff.
So he's Kalen's right-hand man.
Yeah, he's like the – I don't know what the right term for it is. It's almost like a producer, you know? Like Abe's our producer. Kind of puts the show sheet together, topics, all kinds of stuff like that. He just like keeps him organized. I from what I understand.
$800,000?
Yeah. But then also, you know, he's out there looking for, all right, here's an NIL opportunity, or here's a player that's available that might be interested. Now they're at Alabama, so everybody's interested
in
him.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Like, when he was at Washington, he actually had to work.
It's Ala-frickin-Bama.
Yeah, now
what
he's got that.
What the hell are we talking about?
You got that little A on your shirt. I feel like that probably does a lot of the recruiting for itself. But, yeah, good for him, man.
Yeah,
it's about $1 million a year for the next 3 years.
You're bidding for a position that other people are coming after. Like, people are coming after him?
Yeah, because USC was trying to get Lincoln. Lincoln Riley, same thing.
Can he get linemen? I mean,
the Huskies had a bunch of offensive linemen drafted.
USC need offensive linemen.
Yeah, they do.
But, yeah, good for him, man. Good for him. I saw this morning.
Another L for Lincoln Riley, by the way.
Yeah, no, he's taking him.
Yeah, he is.
Look at the Feinbaum saying the Alabama dynasty is dead. Because Nick Saban is there, is gone, and Kalen DeBoer is the new best. I don't understand that logic, because Kalen DeBoer is a great coach. He's at Alabama, which is a premier program in the country.
Mm-hmm.
They still get premier players, right?
Yeah.
Premier players still want to go to Alabama, right?
From what I can tell, they do.
What makes you think that – I don't – because when I listen to – when I hear dynasty is over, meaning they can't win anymore, I just don't buy that. I don't buy that about the Alabama brand. I don't buy the fact that Nick is on. That's a big deal. Don't get me wrong. But they still have great players.
Yeah.
Kalen DeBoer is a really, really good football player.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's such a weird statement because, like, okay, obviously that era is over.
Yeah.
Nick Saban retired. The Saban era is over.
They're never winning another championship.
Now, they'll probably win another championship.
Win another.
Now, they probably will never have another dynasty because most schools don't have them, and they already had two. Most schools don't have one.
Yes.
They had two.
Yes.
Georgia might be in the midst of a dynasty right now.
Yes.
Kind of feels like they probably are. Two out of the last three could have won last year, may very well win this year. It feels like Kirby Smart is in the middle of something like that.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, Kalen DeBoer might do that.
Yeah.
And then so what if he does? Then do you have to go back and say you were wrong? Does he have to go? Does Paul Feinbaum have to do a retraction?
Oh, man,
that hot take I gave on that August day in 2024.
You never know.
I was incorrect.
Yeah, man.
It feels like the safest hot take ever.
It is.
Because it probably is.
If they don't win a championship.
They also haven't won a championship since 2020.
They have not.
Which for Alabama is a really long time.
Yeah, but I still think Alabama, like I said, I think there's four teams that can win that championship. I think it's Georgia. I think it's Alabama. I think it's Ohio State.
And Washington.
And Texas.
Oh. My bad.
No problem.
I think
those are the four teams that can win it at Ship Show. Now, can I be proven wrong by teams like...
Say those again.
Georgia.
Alabama.
Texas.
And Ohio State.
Okay. All right. But I'm saying, could you throw Oregon in there, yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Or Oregon. But all the other teams, I don't look at them that way, but they might sneak up and get you. When you look at Notre Dame, I think Notre Dame's going to be. And because of everybody's, if you don't go to Notre Dame, you hate them. They got a pretty good damn team.
They do have a good team.
They got a pretty good damn team.
Also, I don't know if, I know you feel this way. I don't know if other people are having this sort of struggle because I really like their coach. Like, I haven't liked their coach ever.
Who?
Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I've never liked anything about Notre Dame. But I like Freeman. Like, yes. I like their coach, so I kind of want him to do well.
And we talked about this last week. Somebody was saying, don't rain it up.
I actually liked Willingham when he was at Notre Dame. I didn't dislike Willingham until later when he came to Washington.
And then for the people that, because I got, when I said this a couple weeks ago, on LSU.
You're sleeping on
it. Yeah, I'm sleeping on
it. Yeah.
All right. But, yeah, I mean, those teams like that.
It's hard to replace Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks.
It is. It just is what it is. And so, when I mean, when you look at the four teams and the four, like a spades hand, four and a possible, you know, who is that team that could jump in there? I think that Missouri is going to be really good this year. But I don't think Missouri can win national championship.
No, I don't think so.
I think Ole Miss is going to be really good. I got to see Lane win a big game.
Yeah. I can't say national championship.
Yeah, I got to see him win a big game. Yeah. SC, whatever. Who? I mean, Michigan definitely.
Oh, USC?
Yeah.
No, they're not going to be very good.
I mean, ACC, where are we going? Are we going State or are we going Clemson?
Yeah, probably Clemson. I think NC State might be kind of good, too.
Why?
A little bit. Because they're always kind of good. Or at least they, not always, but they've been kind of good the last couple
is,
years.
What's the name still a head coach there?
He is.
I thought they fired him. He's probably fired 3 years ago.
He won 11 games last year.
Wasn't they Doran?
Yeah, Dave Doran. They won 11 games last year.
Yeah, saved his job.
Yeah, he did. They were there. Their men's team went to the Final Four. Their women's team went to the Final Four. I think their baseball team was in the World Series. Double-digit wins last year in football. I believe their water polo team's really good. I don't know if that's true or not. Hey, let's do this giveaway. Callers number 5 and 6 right now at 404-726-0929. You're going to get a pair of tickets to the Verizon Suite for Daddy-Daughter Night with me. To go see the Dream take on the Indiana Fever on Monday. That's this coming Monday at State Farm Arena. Caitlin Clark's in town. We're giving away two pairs of tickets to callers 5 and 6 right now, 404-726-0929. If you don't get through, tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. It refreshed my memory, Bo. We're going to get to the back page with Bo in just a minute. Who are our winners for the Andrew and Ball Ground?
Hey, way to go, Andrew.
And then another guy called and was giving Bo his info and got disconnected.
Ray?
So, Ray? Dre.
Dre, okay.
So, Dre, call back. Call back so Bo can get your info because you were either caller 5 or 6.
And be the right person.
Yeah, don't pretend to be Dre.
Okay, okay? Don't pretend to be Dre. No, I was about to say maybe she get a code word or something.
Yeah, wait, I just might have maybe just gave a lot of people the idea.
I did get Dre's first and last name plus his phone number. So
okay,
good. So there you go. Okay. So you can't fake it if you call it.
Okay,
because I could be Dre. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
To go see Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
Yeah, I got a Dre in the middle of my name.
Dre.
Andrew.
A-N-D-R-E-W. But it's not Dre.
It's in there.
But it's not Dre.
It could be.
It's Drew.
Dre.
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 Dre. Yeah, it's that. It's one of them.
I always thought I could be a Dre.
I've met one Caucasian Andre.
Really? Oh, yes. Andre the Giant.
Yes. That's it. But he's not. He's French, though.
Oh, yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, they're Andre Agassi.
Oh, well, speaking of the devil. Like.
Fresh
off the field.
Man still has his uniform on and everything.
Hey, man. Hey, move the towel. Let that man sit down, dog. He don't want to sit on your towel.
That's great. Man, he's going to mess Abe's chair all up. He is soaked.
I love it. As Bulldog Carter's in the house, man.
Lorenzo Carter, nice enough to join us again. Had a chance to talk to Lorenzo early in camp, and now you're fresh out. It was a simulated game today, right?
Oh, yeah, a little scrimmage.
How was it?
It was great, man. Good competitive back and forth. I think the Falcons won.
That's the most important thing there. And I think the one of the last questions we asked you last time we had you on car low at the beginning of training camp was the room. Yeah. The room has had a slight adjustment to it. And we talked about this, being, and you know this, as far as the competition that it gets to, as far as getting on that football field. How has it been with adding Matt Judon to this room, and how has that competition level raised a little bit more? Because you said it was up last time. Now, another guy's coming there. It's got to be at another level.
It's great, man. Yeah, that's all it's about, just pushing us to get to that next level. Everybody in the room feels it. We got Judon in here. He's picking up things quick, so we're going to get them out there, get everybody out there as much as we can. And it's great to be able to roll guys and not have a drop-off.
Right. We've talked to a handful of your teammates about that move since the move was made. But you're the first guy we've talked to who's actually on the defensive line. Like, you're one of the guys who actually plays the position. How does your job change? How is your job affected by a guy like Matt Judon being on the team?
He's one of those guys that is circled on the scout report. So when other teams see him line up, they gotta deal with that. So, I mean, it kind of opens me up. So I'm excited about it that we have Grady, Judon, everybody has somebody else to focus on. Right. So it's like, all right, I get to sneak in here. Like, all right, let me get one of those sacks. So it's kind of fun. I mean, and it's great to have a defensive line where everybody has a skill set. Everybody can do special things. So that just makes it even better, even more deadly.
Lo, this is your second year here, and I want your thoughts, because you had simulated practice and everything today. I want your thoughts between your first year and just far as training camp. Now, take away Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
But how is it different this year from your first year here as far as training camp?
I mean, we don't have fans this year, so that's a little different.
Okay.
The construction and getting us all that new stuff. But I think it's just that competitive back and forth. Every day somebody has a good day. Defense wins one day, offense comes back the next day, and they're going to make some spectacular plays. And then we come back the next day, and we're blitzing. We're getting sacks everywhere. We're yelling for sacks because Ryan, we can't touch a quarterback, but right. We're yelling for sacks. So it's just a back and forth thing, and nobody feels bad coming off the field.
Who had a good day today?
Defense, of course. Defense, we got some sacks. We got an offensive coach, so he had to kind of put some scenarios in there for them to win.
Whoa. So, hold on now.
They're cheating.
Ra's cheating. Now, Ra is a defensive coach that's coached offense, and now he cheating for them?
Hey, man, I ain't going to say nothing. They had some situations tilted to their favor, but they took advantage of them. So that's the fun part, going back and forth.
How much fun is it going to be? Because like you said, I mean, you're sacking the quarterback, kind of. You can't really hit him. How much fun is it going to be able to get out there in a couple weeks against Pittsburgh? I don't know who the quarterback's going to be. It's going to be Russell Wilson or Justin Fields or somebody. How much fun is it going to be able to actually tackle these guys?
Man, that's
going to
be great. That's going to be the best part. I was talking to Judon, and it's like, at the end of the day, meet me in the backfield. Meet me at the quarterback. And that's going to be the best part, having somebody else off the edge, us rushing to get to the quarterback first, because you know somebody else is going to be there. Me, Brady, David, everybody's hunting. Everybody's going to get there as fast as you can, because somebody else might beat you to it.
How's this preseason different for you? Because you're not playing.
Yeah.
So how is it you get yourself mentally ready? Because you always got to keep your mind in the game. But how is it for you personally, knowing that you're not going to play in this game? How do you keep yourself sharp with it?
Coach has done a great job just making sure we get those reps in practice. We're pushing each other, offense and defense. The players that aren't playing, we get those reps. Those reps aren't missed out on. So even though it's not in a game under the lights, we're still pushing each other. We're still getting extra reps.
Lorenzo Carter joining us here talking some Falcons football, obviously, as we are broadcasting live in Flowery Branch, fresh off the practice field. Like when we say
this
man is still dripping in sweat off the practice field, he is. Now, obviously, we're spending a lot of time talking about this defense anyway, but then after the moves that were made. But you guys are going up against this offense every single day. How good do you think this offense can be? And second part is, which of the skill position players is going to give opposing defenses headaches this year?
The sky's the limit for them. They got guys everywhere. Skill players, the O-line is crazy. We got some tight ends. They brought in Charlie. So he's a good big body tight end that's moving people out the way. So it's going to be problems. They're going to have to pick their poison. We got Bijan out the backfield. We still got Tyler, big Tyler coming out. Kyle, Drake. We got guys all over the place. So that's going to be the hard part for other teams.
Last one, Lo. I can't let you go without talking about the Dogs.
Okay,
we're going to see you again. So 14 points. I think isn't that where we're sitting at? Two touchdown favorite next week?
Over Clemson.
Over Clemson.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What you think of that?
I like it. I think we'll get it. All right.
14? You don't sound confident, man.
Two touchdowns. Yeah, we'll get that.
That seems doable.
What are your expectations for our Dogs this year?
It's a revenge tour. Come back. I mean, it's not like they got a lot of teams to beat to be a revenge tour, but I mean, you got to pick it up and just make that statement. It's a statement year, man. Go ahead and submit that legacy.
What's the most impressive thing from your standpoint that Kirby's done with that program? I mean, obviously the championships and the consistent winning and all of that, but you know, haven't been there, haven't played for him, and now just kind of watching it as from the outside a little bit. What impresses you most about what he's built?
He's built the expectations to be great, not just good, and that's awesome because Georgia has always been a good program, but he's elevated it to where good isn't good enough.
Right.
You got to be great to be a Bulldog, and I mean it's showing. The guys in the league, the guys still there, they're putting in the work, and it's definitely paying off.
Does it change the way that, like, obviously, you know, you left Georgia a number of years ago. You've been in the NFL for a number of years now. Do guys talk to you differently now that the championships have been won and Georgia's kind of where they're at right now, being a former Bulldog than they maybe used to?
Oh, yeah, man. I feel like what Alabama was, that's what we are now.
Right.
Judah came over and I was
going to ask you because I saw him at the presser and he had the Georgia shirt on. Did he take your shirt?
Yeah. Okay. I was talking to him like, hey, man, I see him repping the G. So he was like, how many Bulldogs do we have on the team? How many y'all got on the team? Hey, we keep a couple on the team.
We got you, right?
Yep.
Zion Logue.
Zion, right? Yep.
Charlie.
And
Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
So four?
Four, yeah. We're going to keep
two,
four.
And two of them play the most glamorous position
they
in
do.
Football.
Everyone says the tight end is the sexiest position in football. Everyone knows that. Because it wasn't long ago, you might not know this, it wasn't long ago where Falcons fans every single year would furious because they don't take Georgia guys.
Yeah,
they wouldn't draft them. They wouldn't sign them. Whatever. There just wasn't any Georgia guys on the team.
Yep.
I mean, you can't. I mean, every team in the NFL has Georgia guys now.
Because
there's 15 guys in the draft every year.
I'm not.
I got no Georgia.
Hey, dog, we're gonna let you get out of here, brother. Go shower.
Yes.
As we said to you last week, man, stay healthy, man.
Yes,
stay
sir. Healthy, thank y'all, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, Lorenzo Carter. Nice enough to hang out, talk some Falcons football.
Hey, don't worry about it. You gotta wipe them off.
That's, talk some
Apes.
Leave those for Apes.
Those sweaty.
Those are nice and saturated now. Luckily, it wasn't all that hot today. I mean, easy for me to say. I wasn't out there playing football, but it wasn't the hottest day of the year. He still left a puddle. Oh, it's very gross.
Yeah.
That is very gross.
Yeah, man. But I mean, but that was always crazy about the whole don't draft dogs. And I was like, I mean, because I don't know when it started. I do remember when Todd Gurley was coming out.
Yeah, he could have taken him.
He could have taken him there.
Yeah, that would have been fine.
Yeah, that would have been fine to take Todd Gurley. He went two picks later, I think. He went 10.
Yeah.
But I mean,
they ended up getting him.
They got him.
1 year.
Yeah.
That was it.
I wanted that to work so bad.
Me too. He wasn't bad.
He wasn't bad.
He just is hurt, and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the same. And
yeah, man.
That was it. That was the final
That's
year he played.
Unbelievable.
It is crazy.
I think Todd's 27.
Is he 27 now?
27?
Yeah, he was 25 his last year.
Yeah.
That's
Todd Gurley. I think he's like 27, man.
That's crazy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the position, I suppose.
Yeah,
and he had those knee injuries.
Yeah, man.
Sucks. Anyway, thanks again to Lorenzo Carter. Always love talking to him.
Man.
He, you know, he's in a good mood every time anyway.
He's always smiling.
But he seems like legitimately jacked up about what this defense can be.
Real quick, both just texted this. The second winner is Alex in Decula. Dre's number didn't work. Damn, Dre.
Tough break, Dre. Forgot about Dre. All right.
I knew you had to go
there.
We'll
come back and and get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get back into a couple different college football stories at 1:20 as well. And maybe we'll find a way to mix in the back page with Bo as well, because we can't leave Bo on the outside looking in after what he treated us to last night in the Truist Club. All that fun. Anyway, final hour of the show coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.